Morning, everybody, and welcome. This is the start of a whole new chapter in the story of the Library Theatre Company, and something of a big adventure for us, because we have left our dark, dingy basement in Central Library, which, although it remained an excellent place to see plays, nevertheless, in terms of front of house facilities, in terms of backstage facilities, was probably medieval, really. but an interesting challenge, because we know our new home won't be ready probably for 4 years. So what to do in the interim? We took a lot of advice, including one person who said, oh, do you need to do anything? Well, won't you need 4 years to plan? but our business is about putting on plays and so on and doing stuff, so we thought that probably wasn't the thing to do. We looked at various options, and we're absolutely delighted at this partnership which has emerged between ourselves and the Lowry. We think it has great potential. It will enable us to play here 3 times a year, autumn, Christmas, and spring. And I think it's a real opportunity for us, Manchester being the place where more people go to the theatre outside London than anywhere else in the UK, to work together to grow the drama audience. It's a terrific opportunity. That, of course, is not all that the Library Theatre Company will be doing. The Community and Education Programme continues apace. The next major programme there is going to be a programme in primary schools in Wythenshawe, associated with the production of A Christmas Carol here in the autumn, which involves the terrific Adopt an Actor scheme, whereby a class in primary school links up with a particular actor in the play. They get a weekly newsletter, and then they come and see the show and meet the actor afterwards, which is a great thing. And this is sponsored by World Duty Free, which is great. And also, this summer, in June, we'll see the first of our site-specific productions, not only producing here, but also in Manchester. And this will be an adaptation of Dickens's industrial novel of the Northwest, Hard Times, and it will be in a Victorian mill in Ancoats. Should be a really exciting event. But today is about Arcadia, and about the start of our partnership with the Lowry. And just to say again how delighted we are at being here. I'm looking forward very much to this partnership. Robert.
Good morning and welcome. Thanks, Chris. Good morning and welcome. I think this is quite a unique relationship that we're entering into. I can't think of certainly too many other examples of where a venue that is primarily, although we do produce ourselves, primarily a receiving house playing host to a producing house in this way. But briefly, I would simply like to echo Chris's delight at the partnership that we're about to enter into and the relationship we're about to develop. I think the Lowry can hardly claim in its 10th birthday year to be the new kids in the block any longer. But one aspect of our delight is that at playing host to such a well-established company as the Library Theatre, which for many, many years has been part of the fabric of that rich Manchester theatre scene. And we're also delighted that we're playing host to a company during this transition period for the Library that is going to bring us the quality of work that company will bring to the Lowry. So in effect, we're absolutely doubly delighted at the prospect of the Library's residency over a period of time here. And I think we certainly already, our different teams are beginning to work very closely together, technical teams, marketing teams and so on, and we look forward to exploring even more interesting ways in which we can develop that relationship and partnership. So it's with great delight that I'm pleased to be part of this event this morning and to welcome the Library and their work to the residency in the Keys Theatre at the Lowry. Thank you.